everyone, welcome back to the Nintendo Prime Podcast, episode 80. That is
80.
I think I might be older than all my grandparents, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't know if I have any of them in their 80s yet.
Oh, wow.
I got an 84.
Nice.
There you go.
If you can't tell, we have a third person, that mystery voice back there. That would be Andrew. He is one of our, actually one of our new $20 Patreon backers. Welcome yep. to the Patreon family at Nintendo Prime.
Thanks for having me. I was a big fan of Zelda Informer.
Nice.
This podcast got me through long blizzards plowing out snow.
Well, it's not often that I actually catch anyone who's old fan of Zelda Informer anymore. Now that the site doesn't exist, a lot of people just forget that it was even a thing. It's amazing how quickly, like a decade of my life just didn't matter.
Just disappeared.
And it's gone. All right, so this is the 80th episode of the podcast, and it is dealing with the Nintendo Direct that happened. We record on Thursday, so technically we're recording the same day the Direct actually happened. So if any new information has come out about things that we talk about, we just don't know it because it doesn't exist in the moment. But yes, we are technically talking about the Nintendo Direct that happened on September 13th at 5 p.m. Central, or whatever your local time happens to be. And we're just going to get started here because Eric and I did a live reaction. Mm-hmm. So we have some of our thoughts out there, but I want to start with you, Andrew. And what was the thing what was your general impression of this Direct?
I liked it a lot. It wasn't surprising. I mean, we knew like Next Level Games was probably working on Luigi's Mansion 3 because it's Dark Moon sold really well. I was more surprised we didn't get like Bayonetta or Metroid at the end. I guess it'll probably come on later last year.
Sure. I think for me, it was interesting watching my emotions while we were live streaming it. It went from, this is like, because they started off showing off Luigi's Mansion. It ended up being Luigi's Mansion 3, but I just thought it was Luigi's Mansion for 3DS. And that they just happened to have, like, I noticed, like, this looks like it's in HD. Are they bringing Luigi's Mansion to both 3DS and Switch? That was my initial thought. The idea of a Luigi's Mansion 3 didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the logo comes up. I'm like, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Luigi's Mansion 2 running in Shenmue?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like that. So that's how I kind of knew it was going to be Luigi's Mansion 3.
Hmm, cool.
There you go.
It looks really clean, though.
Yeah.
All the models look great.
Sure. My emotions with this Direct, though, went all over the place. So it went from that to 3DS games, and I'm like, okay, these are all games we basically know about. The new announcements are just ports, so okay, cool. At this point, it's very obvious that Nintendo's done with 3DS. When the only new announcements you have are ports, it's because you got nothing else in the works for the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I think it should have been done last year, if not last year, this year, and if not this year, next year. But they just keep moving the date back with ports, I guess. So we're just gonna make that work. I was fine with that. Whatever. They wanted 3DS stuff out of the way. Mention it, fine. Then they got to the Switch stuff, and for a while I was just like confused because like every game they showed for like 20 straight minutes were just games we either already knew about and or just new announcements of old game ports.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting here, like, scratching my head. And I'm like, I'm excited. Like, I noted several times, I'm excited. I'm excited about these announcements. However, it does not feel balanced at all because all we've been getting this year is ports.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, where are the actual new games? There's not a lot of new games coming from Nintendo right now. Where are these new games? Then they started hitting us a little bit. We got, you know, Town by Game Freak.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the big one at the end with Animal Crossing. And then I kept thinking, you know, between Luigi's Mansion 3, Animal Crossing, and Town, I think that's actually a pretty good slate of, you know, brand new games announced in a single Direct. So then my mind started changing. Because if you think about it, I think probably the bigger issue to me is that that Town wasn't more in the middle. It was kind of like, we had two new announcements in the last 10 minutes instead of like a new, like having Town kick off the Switch games. I also personally would have changed the order of the Direct to to quell my feelings on this. I would have started off with the 3DS games and then ended with 3D, you know, the 3DS Luigi's Mansion, and then transitioned that into the Luigi's Mansion 3 to kick off the Switch games. Then the Switch games would have felt more balanced. But there was such a large gap between Luigi's Mansion and Town that I'm just like, okay, so Luigi's Mansion 3 is great, but everything else is ports.
Yeah, it felt like
it's just a balance. It was
positive,
just
a negative sandwich with the new online information in the middle.
Oh my god! We'll get to that in a little while. I think we all have a lot to say on that. I just felt that, like, here's the thing. I saw some people put up some reactions and stuff, just some quick takes. A lot of people acting like this is one of the greatest directs ever. And I don't know that I think it's the greatest direct ever. I mean, obviously, you know, there's the debate, do the E3 events count as directs? Outside of the one that they called a Nintendo Direct, you can argue none of the rest count. No, that's fine. But I kept thinking back, I'm like, you know, I don't remember the last time there was a general direct that I was generally excited about coming out of it. Yeah, there's always, like, you know, that one big game, and this one technically had three. So I should be happy with that. I think my issue was just the pacing more than anything.
Yeah.
If they had packed Luigi Mansion 3 at the beginning of the actual, like, if they had started with Switch games and ended with 3DS, I would have just ignored the last few minutes of the direct, to be honest. But whatever. Like, it was just a pacing thing. More than what was announced is great. I mean, we're not even touching on, right, like, all of the Final Fantasy games. We're just getting all of them, basically. Everything that was not, everything from N64 era and above, so PlayStation era and above, we're getting all of them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, although not 13 to 14 yet, but we're getting 15, the mobile version. So it's like we're getting a bunch of them, not getting all of them. I guess I can't expect them to do all at once. I was hoping they were going to drop that they were bringing the Final Fantasy VII Remake. But I don't know that they even talked about that at E3 for PlayStation. I'm not so sure that that's even still coming at this point. It's in development hell. So I guess I really should expect that, to see that when Sony's not even getting ads for it anymore. So why would Switch get ads for it?
Right.
I mean, we are getting Final Fantasy VII, the OG, which is really, really cool.
Did they say it was the OG and not the mobile version?
Yeah.
I didn't look.
Yeah, they said it's the OG. We're getting the OG 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What is it, 11 and a half or whatever?
No, 10, 10, 2.
10 and a half, 10, 10 2, 2, whatever it is. Their numbering got really weird at some point. Yeah. And then 12. I was excited about 12 because 12 is one of my favorite Final Fantasy games. But
and Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we knew about Crystal Chronicles because the planned advertising campaign for it went forward even without the Direct last week. So it would have been revealed initially in the Direct, but it would have been a killer reveal because I love Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles so much. I can't wait to play with Eric and even with online play with some fellow, play with our patrons, play with Andrew do some live streams. It's going to be a blast. So outside of me having an issue with how like the order of the presentation overall, I got to say that I do think it was pretty good direct.
It wasn't bad.
Before we get into some more positives, because, we have a lot of positives to say about this direct. You know, reactions to the Luigi Mansion 3, the Animal Crossing reveal, even though we didn't see, you know, any actual gameplay, we could talk about how they revealed it and what we hope is going to be in there, stuff like that. I do want to first get the big cat out of the bag, the thing that I feel like we're going to end up spending way too much time talking on. And if you don't know what it is by now, you have not been paying attention to my channel over the past week. We're talking about that Nintendo Switch Online service. They told us yesterday that they were going to talk about this service during the Direct. They also told us that there'd be a 7-day free trial yesterday or whatever, the day before that we recorded this. So, fine, 7-day free trial, and we're going to find out more. And for those who don't know, I've been blasting this service lately. The excuse for Pokemon and Splatoon 2 not having save backups is a bunch of bollocks because Nintendo and Game Freak just don't want to put in the measures needed to allow the cloud saves and not have the cheating abuse happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I proved that there are methods that are already being done by other games that could implement that they're just not doing because they're Nintendo and Game Freak and they don't pay attention to what anyone else is doing. And I'm not just saying that to be like critical of Nintendo. It's actually like a true... Nintendo has come out and said they don't pay attention to what other people are doing. So I'm just literally quoting you Nintendo's own words. We do not pay attention to what other people are doing. We worry about what we want to do. And it's like, but you're trying to do something that they're already doing.
Yeah.
you should probably see how they did it. Anyways,
yeah.
Setting that aside, like I knew that wasn't going to get addressed and that wasn't going to get fixed. The big things that I thought we needed to find out about this service, we needed to find out what the rest of the NES games were, which we kind of sort of did. I mean, it's on the site now, but they didn't really list them all per se in this. It was a really weird presentation of it.
Yeah.
But they had some in there. And how does it work? Right. So they showed off, okay, local co-op works. Well, of course, local co-op works. It worked back on the NES.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. So we could take each Joy-Con. Well, yeah, each Joy-Con has the same amount of buttons. Actually, has more buttons than an NES did.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not a surprise. We want to know, how does the online multiplayer work? Because remember, when they announced the multiplayer for these games, they said it would have online leaderboards for all of the multiplayer games. Not some, all of them. There would be online leaderboards. And that there would be swap play that you can use online. And for those who don't know what that is, PlayStation actually has this with some of their games, where someone can kind of watch you play and then take over your game for you.
Hmm.
So if you need to step away,
yeah,
they can continue it. That's actually kind of cool in a situation like a live stream. Say I'm doing a live stream playthrough of The Legend of Zelda on NES, and I have a friend of mine like Darren or whatever who's watching and in the stream with me, and I have to step away. He could still talk and continue the stream without me and actually continue playing as long as I left my computer alone and just kept streaming it.
There you go.
Which for streaming purposes is really cool, but for like usability purposes, I think is also kind of cool. Also for like someone's stuck and you want to help them out.
Yeah.
Like that's really the primary use of it. That was what it was advertised for on PlayStation is, hey, someone's stuck, help them.
Yeah.
Like if you're
sure.
talking to them in voice and they're not getting it, show them. And that's really cool. And that was actually one feature I really wanted to see. Didn't see it. Didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
Doesn't even mention it.
On the website and kind of just forgot to mention it in the direct.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's been on the website. It's been on the website for months. But they don't...
Is that the pointer feature on the website or is that added today?
What?
It's like a pointer feature where the player two can like point to stuff.
Yeah, they talked about that. They talked about that briefly today. They briefly mentioned that player two, both locally and online, not in every game, but in certain games could point at stuff.
Woo,
to point. Help you out. Which is, I mean, that's cool, but that's not what they said. They said swap play. That's not swap play. So my thing is
did they lie about that?
I don't know. We didn't actually see how online multiplayer works. They just said it's there, and then they showed animations of two Nintendo characters with a split screen thing, and they didn't even show them playing the game. It was just them pressing buttons on a controller. And I'm like, so where's the online multiplayer? Show us the online multiplayer in action. Show us the online leaderboards. Show us how swap play works. None of it was actually shown. All these things that we need to know that we're paying for, or I guess free trial if you want to argue, so you don't pay for it for 12 days.
Yeah.
What? We still don't know. This is your primary selling point of this entire system. We still don't know. And what's funny is they have addressed this a little bit on the website, but they also didn't tell us how often we were going to get games. Are we going to get more than NES games? Are SNES games going to come in eventually? Yeah. N64 games going to come in? How often are new NES games going to come in? Well, now we know.
Kind of, sort of.
We know because the website, they updated the website. I don't know why they didn't mention this. Probably because they knew people would rage,
right?
If they did mention it,
but the thing is we know for the next 3 months. That doesn't necessarily mean that.
Well,
it won't
change. That's just how they do it. They'll update it in 3 months. That's how it used to be before too.
Right, but that doesn't mean that we won't get more in after 3 months.
Well, of course we will. That's not my problem.
Yes,
my problem. Okay, so what they're doing is, right, so first up, let's go through the 20 games you get, right? So you get Soccer, Super Mario Bros., Legend of Zelda, Ghosts and Goblins, Excitebike, Tennis, Balloon Fight, Super Mario Bros. 3, Tecmo Bowl, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Ice Climber, Double Dragon, Gradius, Ice Hockey, Mario Bros., Dr. Mario, River City Ransom, Pro Wrestling, and Baseball. But, see, that sounds all great, but are you actually going to play them?
Tecmo Bowl, I will.
Are you actually going to turn on your Switch and play them?
Tecmo Bowl, I will.
When's the last time you turned on your Switch?
Me?
I don't know. No, I'm asking Eric.
No, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So why would Tecmo Bowl suddenly make you do it?
Because Tecmo Bowl's awesome.
Have you turned on your NES Classic yet?
No.
So how is this going to make you turn on
Shut up.
Because you can play it anywhere?
Yes.
Anyways. So my issue is, like, in October, we get Solomon's Key, NES Open, and Dodgeball. Yes.
Super Dodgeball.
Super Dodgeball, to be fair. In November, we get Metroid, the Mighty Bomb Jack, and Twin B. And then in December, we get Wario Woods, Ninja, and Lolo. Here's my thing. Do you guys remember back in the old school virtual console days when you would get like 3 to 5 games per week.
Yeah.
So we're getting, well, you didn't participate in it, but but they were adding like 3 to 4 classic games per week. 3 games per month?
Yep.
And they're still just NES games, which are great, but really? And I understand only it's 3 months out. It's fine that we only know 3 months at a time. I don't really care about that. They'll update it probably as we go. Like when November's gone, they'll add in January, etc. Like that's fine. But they didn't talk about this.
No.
The only way we know this is because we sought out the information. And their one chance to advertise this online system publicly, both in the Nintendo Direct and after the fact when they put up the separate trailer of it on their channel, which has a very interesting like to dislike ratio, they yes, chose does. Not to talk about how this stuff works and how often we get like in November. When in November?
Yeah. Beginning? End? Middle?
And why are we waiting until the... Oh, sorry, October. When in October? Like, why... We don't know when. We don't know. Are they going to be spread out throughout the month? Are they all going to be at once? Does it happen at the turn of the calendar? Is it at the end of the month? Are you ever going to go beyond NES games? Is it going to be 3 NES games per month for the foreseeable future? That's something you could have told us.
Yeah.
So we don't know any of this. We still don't know how the online stuff works with it. Like, the only thing we do know is that there's voice chat for all of them in the app.
To be
and they didn't even say messaging either.
Yeah, there's no messaging. Yeah.
To be completely speculative... Maybe Nintendo doesn't even know where they're going with this.
My theory is that the reason this wasn't there at launch is because it took them a year and a half to get 20 games ready with all their online stuff.
It's definitely possible.
And then they still don't show off the online stuff.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm 29.
What?
29.
Well, 29.
Well, I'm sure those are ready. They're just
maybe
getting ready to push out.
Do we really know?
No.
Because they'll say, oh, the October game. Sorry, this is unforeseen circumstances. They're delayed to November.
Yeah. Like, don't mind us not giving you the November.
Okay, so there was that. So basically, we got no new information outside of what the extra games are going to be. A tease about games that were coming in the future, even though they didn't mention. Like when I saw we saw Super Dodgeball for sure on screen. It never mentioned on screen that that's not available at launch. So it could even trick you into that's a game at launch.
Yeah, right.
So it was very poor advertising. Yeah,
go up here again. What? Sorry. Keep going.
What?
Keep going. Do we even have this game anywhere listed? River City Ransom.
River City Ransom. Yeah,
okay. I was like, what is that game? No. Is it even listed?
So there was that, right?
I was waiting for him to have a game that wasn't even listed there. So
the one thing we did learn about the cloud system was that it's automatic.
That's thumbs up.
Which is big, which is good. Because people are... If you had to do it manually, while that's really cool, it's all like you probably still can force an update manually. Mm-hmm. It's still one of those that like a lot of people are just going to forget or not even realize they have a backup, which is fine because they're not the idea is the hope is you never need a backup.
Right.
Unless you're transferring Switch systems, then you know you need a backup. But if you just use the same Switch throughout the lifetime of the platform, the long-term hope is you never need to worry about it. But if you do, Nintendo has you covered, and even though you'll call it customer service anyways, if you're not aware of it, they'll be like, hey, you know you have a cloud system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our account shows that you're active. You should just download it off of there.
Assuming you paid for it.
And Well, that's what I'm saying. The customer service would say, hey, you have an active service. You know this, right? So there's that, which I think is just a very interesting thing. Didn't tell us anything else about the cloud service, which honestly, there really isn't much you need to say. Basically, it's automatic and the backups are there.
Right.
Okay. You can transfer between systems.
That makes sense.
Okay, cool. Like that.
That's really
there's nothing really to say.
Cloud systems.
It's backup saves.
Yeah.
And then I love this part. They kicked it off by talking about all the extra services you get for being, or was it features you get?
No,
or
you get features.
Features you get for getting the online service. The very first feature they list off, of course, is the fact that you get to play games online. But here's my thing. And I'm gonna stick to this till the cows come home. How is it a feature to play games online for a service when, one, not all the games on your platform require that service to play online?
Mm-hmm.
So Fortnite, Warframe, Paladins, all those free-to-play games that have online, none of them need your service. So you can play games online without the service. And two, the service itself doesn't add anything to those online aspects. What I mean to say is they use peer-to-peer online, so they're just charging you access to your own internet to play the games. And I've chastised this before, whereas Microsoft and Sony started to add dedicated servers to some of their games. Nintendo hasn't done that. Doesn't mean they can't in the future, but they're not doing it now. My thing is, online multiplayer is not a feature of a service. Multiplayer, online multiplayer is a feature of the game. So when you buy Splatoon 2, it says on the box online multiplayer because it's a feature of Splatoon 2. It's not a feature of a service. The feature of the service would be we provide dedicated servers.
Yes, the for server, Splatoon 2. The server would be the
that
feature.
Would be.
I guess, yeah.
And you could argue, like, this would be more complicated to set up where you use peer-to-peer if you're not in the service. And what, like, I'm not saying they should do that, but it's just one of those things I find funny that they're trying to act like for the past decade plus that you've been playing Nintendo games online, that suddenly it's different because you pay for it.
What now, is different? Now it's a feature. You don't have to use a Nintendo Wi-Fi adapter.
What?
Remember the Nintendo Wi-Fi adapter?
Yeah, we haven't had to use that for a long time, though.
Yeah, that's the special feature.
I mean, we don't have to use... No, now we have to use a LAN dongle.
Because heaven forbid
we're
if they
we're
would
going
have actually,
back, we're going back to the GameCube days.
Because heaven forbid if they actually would have built in an Ethernet port into their getting dock.
Or enabled the 3.0 port on the back to actually be 3.0. It runs at 2.0 speeds. So actually, unless you have bad Wi-Fi connection to your Switch, it's faster to be connected through Wi-Fi than it is to wire in because the Wi-Fi connection actually has a higher speed than a USB 2.0 port can allow. That's a fun fact
fantastic.
As well. So, and I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't wire in. I've seen plenty of people complain about the Wi-Fi on their Switch. Like, it's fine. Some people just don't have a good Wi-Fi connection with their Switch. It's not as compatible with the router or whatever, or signal interruptions. But like at my house, I have a perfect connection. So like, there's no reason for me to ever buy the wired dongle because the wired dongle gives me actually worse speeds. It's terrible. Anyways, that's not a chastise of the thing. It's just an interesting aspect to throw out there that, I mean, it'd be cool if I paid for the service and they upgraded my dock for free with a dongle.
Right.
Like, they're not going to.
Oh,
but,
no.
So, like, I don't know how that's the thing. I don't even – I'm probably wrong on this, but in my memory, I don't remember Microsoft or Sony advertising the online play as a feature. They said, yes, you need to get our Xbox Live and our PlayStation Network to play games online, but they never said – because that's a feature of our online service. I mean, wrong on this, but I've been on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network member in the past. Never remember seeing advertising like that. They would advertise the games of gold. They would advertise little sales, special offers, which we'll get into in a little bit. Which, by the way, it's funny. They mentioned in the direct that there would be special offers, but they never told us what the special offers were. I think I know why now that we see what the special offers are. Andrew, why don't you tell us, what are those special offers?
Well, you know those $60 NES Joy-Cons you can get? Well, only if you're an online member you can grab those. You get only one for your account, and you can get some sweet Splatoon 2 outfits for free. And that's all.
Yep. Guys, literally, and yes, they're going to update.
Hold on. And that's only for if you buy the year-long pass, the Splatoon 2.
Yeah. You can't buy the month-to-month. So here's the thing. For the privilege of getting the year-long pass, they will allow you to buy a $60 controller set.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. One, they obviously don't want to make any money because if they put these at retail, they would sell like gangbusters. Mm-hmm. And you might be like, why would people want those controllers if they're not using the NES games? Because they can use them with indie titles. You have a proper, good D-pad and an A and B button. That's what a lot of indie games just need.
Yeah, there's that.
So there's that. And the fact that like you have to buy the year.
Well, I don't know about that. The controllers, I don't know if you have to buy the year. It's the Splatoon 2.
Let me see here. Okay, yeah. The Splatoon 2. No, that's even worse.
I know. That's even worse.
So first off, you have the NES controllers, right? Cool. You have to be, whatever. You're subscribed for a month, buy the controllers. I think it's dumb that you have to pay a service fee to have the privilege to buy. It's not even a discount. These are what they said they cost.
Right.
Now, this isn't even a discount. So it's $60. Yeah. But to get the Splatoon 2 shirts and was it sneakers? Yeah, you get the Squid Kid V shoes and the online jersey. Okay, you have to subscribe for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much gear is just handed out in Splatoon 2? And now what you're telling me is if I really want those, I got to spend $20 bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the shirt in Breath of the Wild that you got for, what was it, buying the expansion pass?
Yeah, yeah, sure. But that was adding content to the game.
But that was, and then you also got more stuff outside.
Yeah, that
of
was
too.
That was proper DLC. Yeah. Like, yeah, if they give you extra costumes for buying the Octopass expansion, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or like if you pre-order it or a pre-order bonus. But this is like, no, if you give us $20, we will give you a shirt and some shoes for Splatoon 2. This is it, guys. There's no sales.
Yeah. No.
There's no special, you get more gold points on your digital purchases.
Nope.
Things that make sense if you're part of a service. The special offers should be something that actually gives you a bonus. Instead, you get the privilege to buy something.
Or a discount.
You get the privilege to buy something, and you get some free items in Splatoon 2, and those items are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Okay, so the special offers are garbage.
Yes.
This thing is, I'm probably going to end up buying the system controllers.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't feel like I should have to subscribe to do that. It's so dumb.
60 feels like such a steep price for that.
Well, you get two of them, so I think it's okay. It would be nice if they sold them individually and as a dual pack. That would have been better, but, you know, that's just,
what do we know?
I guess being nitpicky, because after all, it's part of the service to be able to buy those.
Right. But then again, what else do we know?
It's a privilege. Let me see. I'm trying to think, what else did they actually, like, I'm on the website, right, which has a little bit more data. As an example, like, you want to know what games are added to the voice chat app, right? Like, they showed off Mario Tennis Aces for a brief moment, so that's added. But that was, if you didn't know any better and you watched that ad, you would think only Splatoon 2 and Mario Tennis Aces are part of it.
Well, actually, theoretically, if you didn't know any better, you'd only think Mario Tennis Aces was...
No, because they showed...
Oh, no, they did.
They showed Splatoon 2, and Splatoon 2 has been available in that app this whole time.
But again, we were assuming that you didn't know.
But...
Yes,
but
Splatoon 2 was...
You go to the site, and there's where they mention, oh, Mario Kart 8, ARMS, and all the NES games have the voice chat. Now, we knew the NES games did because they advertised it, but the general consumer doesn't know that.
No. If you wouldn't have figured that out watching the Direct.
Yeah, and then they talk about special features for compatible games, right? Okay. Splatnet 2, which is the companion app for Splatoon 2, has been out basically since the game came out, right? They launched the online app as a beta. It's not going to be beta anymore, and there's still no special features for any other games. No other companion apps. The only thing that, in my opinion, was good about this app, the little statistics you can look up, the fact you can order items and send them to your Switch when you're not at home and you don't have your Switch with you, like all these really actually pretty interesting features. They have not expanded it beyond Splatoon 2. It's been over a year. And we're still just getting the same thing that we were getting for free, quote unquote. It was a beta test. They told us it was a beta test, but that's it?
Yeah, it really sucks what they're doing with that app.
So here's the thing. So these are the details. You got all these additional details came off the website.
Yeah.
Most of these details were not available in the actual Direct. And even with these additional details, they still didn't answer all the basics, like how the NES games work.
That's the
biggest one. How do the NES games work? Why is online better with a paid service than without? What about paying for it makes it better? They've never once justified it, at least when Xbox Live did it, way back in the day when they started this whole thing. They talked about dedicated servers and the ongoing cost of it.
Right.
They explained we need to charge to give you a better quality online service because we're using dedicated servers.
Right.
That made sense. People didn't like it, especially because PC games still don't have a service for that. But it was at least like, okay, at least we know the money
partially
is needed for something a little bit. So
basically we're paying $1 an NES game.
And
that's pretty much it.
Well, you could argue more because if you do a $1 per NES game, and that means you have it for a year, so you get the other $9 at least too.
Yeah,
but and here's my I don't know, Andrew. What do you think about the Nintendo Switch Online system? I've talked about this so much.
I just like the NES games. The cloud saves are nice, but just being able to finally play retro games on my Switch is pretty nice. You know, having them on the TV, taking them off, and then. They kind of conspicuously don't go to January, so I'm hoping during the January Direct we get more consoles. It'd be nice to have, like...
Wouldn't it be funny if they So the last 6 months I spent getting these other 9 games ready, and now it's going to be a year before we get more.
Yeah, right. Woo!
I mean, just the way things are going, it almost feels... I'm not saying that's going to happen, guys. I don't think it will, but it's one of those... The way this service is going, it looks so cobbled together.
Yeah.
So rushed.
Yeah.
And how can it be rushed when it's been like almost 2 years on the market by the time it got here? Shouldn't they have been working on this before Switch even came out?
Why would they do that?
The thing is, if they would... My thing is, if they would just detach the online play from this and just let it be for cloud saves, and yeah, I mean, personally, I think they should just scrap the entire app.
I mean, then again, though, I mean, it does take energy to run the cloud competing for saves.
Yeah, so. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Take the online play, remove it from the service,
right.
Make it so you only get the service if you want cloud saves and the NES games.
Right.
I think that's still worth $20 a year on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a lot better.
But they're not going to do it because they know putting these popular multiplayer games behind it's going to force people to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Right.
And that's ultimately why they're doing it.
Yeah.
It works for the other platforms, and it's going to work. It's going to work. I mean, as much as the other platforms might justify the money and give you lots of free stuff and blah, 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 or quote unquote free because it's not free. You paid to have access to it. It's still like, yeah, but at least they're doing something to improve the online experience. Whereas here, we don't even have local voice chat. The voice chat we do get, you know, when they showed that Mario Tennis Aces voice chat, it looked like it worked an awful lot like Splatoon 2's. Splatoon 2's voice chat. Now, forget the fact that it's done through an app. Like, whatever, fine. If it worked all smooth, great. It's done through an app. You have to go back and forth between the game and the app like 2 or 3 times to even connect to voice chat. Because it's got to confirm there's a lobby, and then you got to make sure the lobby is set up. And you got to set up the lobby on the phone. You got to set up the lobby on the Switch. Then you got to invite your friends on the Switch.
Lord.
And then you have to go back to the phone app and invite your friends on the phone app. And like you're just going back and forth. And then God forbid that someone else joins the lobby in your game because someone dropped out and you want to continue. Oh, they're not actually in the voice chat conversation. You got to go add them in.
Yeah.
And there's no and that's how it works in Splatoon 2, and it's really annoying. And no one uses it because of that. They just use Discord. It's so much easier to use Discord.
And
if you're
going to
use your phone, use Discord.
And phones float.
And phones float, yeah. It was funny. When they showed how convenient it was that Mario was talking to someone, the phone's sitting there floating by his head.
With Toad.
Yeah, the phone's sitting there floating by his head in the direct. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, sure. That would be a good sound experience. The thing is that's not really how it's going
to
work. If you're not wearing a headset
with
your phone,
speakers.
your phone is just sitting down and you're basically using,
the speakerphone.
You know how terrible that's going to be?
Uh-huh. Plus,
because you have the sound of the game coming through, which is going to reverberate through the mic. If anyone who's ever used speakerphone knows that it sounds like crap, you do it in the situations where you need your hands for something, but it never really sounds good. It's not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their idea of a superior voice chat solution. Just use Discord. If you're going to use a phone, use Discord.
Yeah.
Problem solved. And it doesn't cost you any money. Of course, then again, you can't play the game. Oh, wait, you know Fortnite? Fortnite's got local voice chat, though, so.
Go figure.
Did they say anything about Smash and voice chat yet?
Nope. They've said nothing about Smash and voice chat, which is weird since you can make teams.
Yeah.
If you want to talk
and tournaments,
to your
too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand why maybe they don't want you talking to your opponent. Because technically, you don't need to talk to your opponent. That's just a trash talking thing, and I can see why Nintendo doesn't want to do
protect
that.
Protect the kids,
especially once you get into the match. No, that's what Sony said.
No, I know.
I don't know.
But remember, Nintendo's a kid console, so they got to protect the kids.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm going to get the online service because I want the cloud saves.
Oh,
I want the just the thought in my mind that my son drops my Switch, I don't lose everything. I'm going to lose my Splatoon 2 data.
Very
don't have a choice on that. But and my Pokemon Let's Go data, gonna lose that. But at least my Breath of the Wild. I talked about this in the street. Like, if something happens to my copy of my save data on Breath of the Wild, I'm literally taking my Switch out back and I'm playing golf with it. I'm finally gonna bust out my golf clubs after 5 years, and I'm gonna start taking some hacks. I'm gonna see how accurate I am with a Switch and how far I can hit it. And then I'm gonna sell it for charity and probably get a dollar.
Yeah,
because that's how upset I will be if I lost my Breath of the Wild save, especially while having the cloud save backups and have it not work or something.
Yeah.
Imagining if Breath of the Wild was one of the games that was not supported by the cloud save service, like Splatoon 2 isn't. Oh my God, I would be so mad.
I mean, the fact that any game that could take hundreds of hours it would
like Splatoon 2. Or you know what's worse about Splatoon 2 not supporting it? Because they put your local multiplayer data, your ranking data, on your Switch. That is the primary data for your online multiplayer. You know what sucks about it? Yeah, people could cheat in this and that, but you know what's even worse than people cheating and resetting their rankings? Someone who has sunk, you know, $800 in, legit got X rank, drops their Switch, and lost all their ranking data because it's only stored on their Switch.
Yep.
Well, then you just use a paperclip and you get your X ranking back.
That's only if you have a backup made. If you drop your Switch before you hack it, because what you're talking about is the hacking method.
Yeah.
And that would require that you already hacked your system and made a backup of that data. That's the funny thing, too.
You can create a new one.
What?
You can just create a new Splatoon file.
Well, you can, but it doesn't give you your data back. If your save file is corrupted because you dropped your Switch or whatever, or spilled something on it, crying out loud. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't already have a backup. It doesn't matter even if you hack it after the fact. There's no data to back up to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and I'm not like saying go out there and hack your Switch, but if there was ever a reason to justify hacking your Switch, it's the fact that you can't back up Pokemon or Splatoon 2. But then again, people go, oh, if you're hacking your Switch, you're obviously cheating. Not necessarily.
No.
Not everyone's a piece of crap.
It sounds like a really bad, no hindsight on their coding side.
Yeah, like you should be storing the rankings online like every other multiplayer game on the planet. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for online multiplayer ranking data to be stored locally on your Switch at all. None. Literally no reason for it. You can't do online multiplayer offline.
Yeah.
So what the hell do you need the ranking data for?
Don't know.
That data should be protected. You shouldn't even need a cloud backup for that.
Yeah.
The cloud backup should really just be for the single player because there should be. And you know, it's so dumb. Yeah. It's so dumb. Heck, they can even store what gear you have and what abilities you have that you online if they wanted to.
Yeah, they theoretically could.
Even if they didn't do that, at least I can keep my rankings.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's frustrating. I guess I'm going to be paying for the service anyways. And I've talked about this all the time. I'm a hypocrite. I have all these criticisms, but I'm still getting it because I don't want to hack my Switch because there is a fear of not only me screwing up my Switch.
And bricking
it. But the bricking, usually the bricks you get now hacking it is just a software brick.
Yeah.
You could just reformat and be fine, be back. That's actually not as big. It's pretty hard to hardware brick. At least if you know what you're doing with the hardware. It's hard to hardware brick. But my issue is I'm going to be still playing online all the time. So, like, mm-hmm. you hack your Switch, it gives you a higher chance of getting caught when you're connecting to their servers. So, it's just like, I don't really...
What servers?
they still have connection servers. Still have connection servers.
Okay.
Like, when you connect in Splatoon 2, you are doing peer-to-peer, but it goes through a server.
Oh,
and that server connects you together and determines which one of you has the better internet connection.
And then it sends them...
And then it sends everyone to that person. So, the lobby itself... potentially is on a server.
It's on a server.
Maybe.
We found something that's on a server.
Maybe. Hooray! Potentially. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
It's just such a hot mess. And I know I'm going to get, because I want the cloud saves. I want a legit way to back up most of my data. That's a legit way to do it. $20 is well worth it to me. I pay more than that for Google Drive. So it's not the end of the world. I want it to be better. If you're going to bother to offer these other things, I just want it to be better. I'm not saying they need to be $60 better. If you're only going to charge $20, then take the online stuff off of there.
So do you think after the cloud saves comes, they'll just give us the local backups once everyone's paying for it?
No, they won't give local backups. I guarantee it. One, they can't monetize it. Well, I mean, I guess they could.
Yeah.
If they really want, but then it wouldn't be true local backups because then you can't back it up unless you're connected to the internet.
Yeah.
But anyways, they won't do it because the moment they allow people to do local backups, it's a lot harder to block people backing up Splatoon 2 and Pokemon.
Sure.
So they're just going to be like, nope, we're just not going to offer it because of cheating.
Well, and also,
even though the other systems offer local and cloud, they just charge for cloud and give you local for free.
Oops.
So they can figure it out, but not them.
No.
I love the excuse some people gave. Yeah, well, they don't have a Pokemon game. Okay. They have games, plenty of games that involve trading items online that you could clone.
Mm-hmm.
And they solved it.
I wonder how much cloning. I wonder how much cloning's in like Rocket League.
The one thing that's strange is Dark Souls Remastered, right? Is one of the games that didn't check the box, so you can't back up that game on your Switch. But you can back it up on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 because Xbox One and PlayStation 4 requires that every game allows backups.
Woo!
Yeah, that's weird.
And yet, they're so worried about the multiplayer aspect and people cheating on it on Switch. But the platforms that it's popular on, they can already do backups. So why does it matter?
Yep.
So you're saying Switch users are less trustworthy or something?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. Anyways, we spent enough time on the online stuff. It was a very small part of the Direct, but it's a part that was very underwhelming. It was just repeating information we already know and giving us nothing new. They spent like 3 minutes on it, and nothing new was gleaned. All the new stuff was gleaned from the actual website. That's just terrible marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible marketing. So let's get into the positives now. Let's flip this turn around. Either one of you excited for Animal Crossing?
Too far out, but it looks, you know, hopefully it should be good if it's just New Leaf on the Switch.
Well, yeah, I mean, New Leaf was really, really good. We haven't had a new true Animal Crossing since then. We've had some side games, and obviously Pocket Camp, which is the closest thing I think we've had to a new one. And Pocket Camp's pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't mind it. It's exactly what you think. It's a miniature version of Animal Crossing on your phone. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
And I think Pocket Camp's going to be connect to it in some way.
Probably.
I know. The thing is, Super Mario Run didn't really connect to Odyssey at all, but I feel like Pocket Camp's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, because you're camping.
Well, they've also set the precedence with Pokemon. Of connecting between
that was a little different because the game is literally named after Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I know. But
like, if they name this Animal Crossing Camp. Okay.
No, yeah, you never know. It's a different
possibility. Then it'll be connected. I doubt that. That would probably disappoint people if it was, oh, we're at a campsite. Like, we just were on a campsite on my phone. It'd be cool to go from my campsite back to my village. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously we didn't see any gameplay. They noted very clearly, good on you, Nintendo, that this is not gameplay. So it's all just CGI stuff. And, oh, man, when they first showed Isabelle, right. And she's just talking away, and I'm just like, oh, my God, it's Animal Crossing. I thought we were going to get Animal Crossing on the Switch next year anyways. I didn't think it was going to get announced right now. But, oh, Isabelle. Okay, cool. I was all excited. Like, Eric was running. I'm all pumped about this, all pumped about it. All of a sudden, Isabelle joined Smash. I'm like, oh, God.
I was actually kind of, after we had fight, I thought about it for a second. I'm like, why is she talking about Smash? There it is.
I'm just like,
because she's talking about Smash. And I'm like, why is she talking
and I'm
about
just
Smash?
Like, the whole time, I'm like, please be trolling, and we're still getting Animal Crossing on Switch.
Yeah.
Because if we're not, and you just added a brand new Animal Crossing character that looks that good into Smash, I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh, I think the internet would have burnt down.
Because Animal Crossing is a massive franchise for Nintendo.
Yeah.
I know some people don't. You know, like, Animal Crossing, really? How big can that be? That's that big casual friend.
Yeah.
I'm like, go look at the sales of New Leaf.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon level popularity. Like, Animal Crossing is massive.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to be angry, and then they finally got the confirmation. Thanks, Tom Nook.
Tom Nook's my new favorite character.
Yeah, so I'm just like, he always was my favorite character. I love that shady bastard. Taking all my bells. Paying off that damn house loan. Dude, I'm the mayor. Yeah. I run the city. Come on.
Right?
Anyway.
Right.
I should be charging you rent. Yeah, what's the taxes?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Taxes,
right.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
I don't think there's an actual tax. I'm the mayor. I can appoint a tax collector.
Yeah. Duh.
Anyways. Me. Duh, me. I'm glad. You know, there's not much to say outside of just speculating what we want it to be because...
Yeah.
We didn't see any actual gameplay. It's just coming next year.
I'm neither here nor there just because I'm not... I mean, it's fun if it's there and it's playing. I've played the GameCube one a little bit, but I'm
a lot of it. We played the crap out of that.
I never really played a ton of it, but I mean, I was watching you play it. But,
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I have like 1,000 hours
on
that thing.
We said we played it. Yeah. And then you played it, but I was watching.
We kept reciting the calendar on the holidays to get the items.
Whoops. I can understand why it's a decently popular game, but I don't know if I'm going to pick it up.
I'm picking it up.
Well, I know. Yeah, I figured.
Animal Crossing, man. Like, the thing is, I'm not even a big Animal Crossing guy, but I mean, I played New Leaf and I enjoyed it. And that's the Switch. And it just feels like every game that comes to Switch It's just going to be better because it's Switch. And it's a dumb reason. It's the most fanboy-like logic ever.
I could take it to go.
Because the game is on Switch, it's just going to be better. It's not. Kirby Star Allies wasn't a better Kirby game because it was on Switch. But like, it's this feeling you get going and like, yeah, everyone's chastising it, but dude, it's on Switch. It's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know why we think that? Because, well, Breath of the Wild, yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Switch 2, that was pretty good. ARMS, yeah. Actually, yeah, that was pretty good. Xenoblade 2, that was pretty good. Yeah. Super Mario Odyssey, that was pretty good. Fire Emblem Warriors, yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom, oh, pretty good. Well, geez, 2017 set the expectations so high that anything I had doubts about, I just thought it's going to be good because it's on Switch.
Yeah, right.
And then Aces came along.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Aces has the best gameplay ever, but then like everything else is lacking.
Yeah.
And they did announce new Aces characters, which I thought was interesting because most of the characters they announced were just characters that were already in the game and already clearly able to play tennis. They're just letting the user control it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would have liked to see content additions.
Yeah.
Instead of character.
I think they did
additions.
Add a couple of.
No, there, It was just character.
No, I think they added
The mini
games. The online multiplayer mini games.
And a couple of mini games, yeah.
Yeah. They added that, which. That's a nice mode, but I want content.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they would have did like an Octo expansion type thing.
Well, they wouldn't do Aces, that yet, though. But yeah.
That would have been so sick, especially with like the RPG elements.
Did they have a story mode?
Oh, yeah.
What? Like just a.
Don't you remember? Yeah. That was how we got excited for the game,
mode. But I'm guessing it wasn't all that big or.
It was very short.
Impressive.
Nah, I think it was like 5 hours.
I didn't even spend that much time with it. It was very well. I did because I kept losing to this one thing I shouldn't have been losing to. But they're like it's very short. The story itself is fine. I mean, it's a tennis game. I don't expect like this big in depth story.
Well, I don't know. The one on the GBA was actually had some decent story.
Yeah, but then play Golf Story and it's way better.
Well, I get that, but
I'm just saying my expectations for the story weren't like the story itself wasn't high. My expectations for the actual gameplay in the story mode was high. And basically what they showed us in all the previews, that was the story mode.
Yeah.
There really was nothing else.
You think we'll get an expansion or you think they're just working on like Mario Golf?
I think we will. The only reason I think we might get an expansion is because it is the fastest selling Mario Tennis game ever made. So because it is that fast selling, it could be one of those. Well, you know what? We better get an expansion or like some DLC out next year.
Yeah.
You know, Splatoon 2 it. Oh, it's more popular than we thought. Well, we'll start working on some content with the release of it next summer.
Well, Mario Party Deluxe is like, what is it? Like a 50% attach rate and there's no DLC in this direct, fortunately.
For now.
Yeah.
For now. I'm of mind that they might be working on a Mario Kart 9. So they're slowing down the content in Mario Kart 8, but, you know, we'll see.
Oh, they have Tour coming out.
Yeah, well, I know they have Tour coming out. That's what I'm saying. Tour could be a lead into 9, but don't really know. Honestly, don't know. I mean, Mario Kart 8 is such a high seller. I don't know why they would release 9, but maybe that's why. Like, they're like, all right, 8 came out year 1. Let's release 9 in year 5.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the cycle. And look, if nobody buys it, we'll just port it to our next system.
Yeah. Right?
Woo! Mario Kart. Wait, it won't sell here, it'll sell there.
Kind of like we did?
Sure.
With 8?
So, kind of like they did, we didn't do anything.
That's what I'm saying. Kind of like they did with 8?
Yeah. And the thing is, I bought 8 twice. They got it. They got me.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It's a really good Mario Kart game.
Yeah.
It's one of the best. It might be the best Mario, especially now they have the updated battle mode in this version. It might be the best Mario Kart game I've ever played. The battle mode's still not as good because the maps aren't as good. But it's still like as good as the N64 one. It's still not as good. But it is just game
better than the other ones.
Pure game, like just racing-wise, best. Clearly the best to me. Someone's out there's going to disagree.
You just lost subs for that.
Probably.
I think we work a sub loss in here.
Do either of you have any thoughts on that other new IP that was talked about? Town.
Town. Hmm.
As a giant Pokemon fan, I'm just waiting for that 2019 game. I'll be sitting here till the day that ships. And
so you don't care about
anything else Game Freak does. I'll probably try it if it looks good enough.
Sure. Eric, any excitement for Town?
I thought the art was interesting.
Sure.
Was that actual gameplay?
Yes.
Okay. So the art was interesting. The gameplay looked
beta.
Gameplay. Yeah. Well, right. Right. Well, right. 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 Yeah. 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 The art was interesting. Gameplay was okay. I could see that.
That's the thing. we saw a little gameplay, but we didn't really see how the game was played per se. Right.
It saw kind of a battle, a little bit of a battle.
A little bit. I mean, it's an RPG.
Yeah. But that music was
whatever song that was.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, this sounds like it's from the Octopath Traveler soundtrack. This is amazing. The Octopath Traveler soundtrack, by the way, is now my favorite soundtrack on Switch. It is that good.
Is so good.
Like, I don't care if you don't like the game, just listen to the soundtrack. It's phenomenal.
Especially the battle music.
Oh, man. Aphelia's theme. I could listen to that all day. Anyways, I could talk about that music all day, but this is... I thought the game looked okay. It's one of those that I think it's going to have a negative reception because I think just from the initial glance, I think people are going to say it looks like a mobile phone game.
I can see that.
And I don't know if it's art direction that causes, I'm not exactly sure, but I was watching it and I'm just like, I wasn't thinking it was a mobile phone game, but one of my first thoughts is that everyone is going to think this is a mobile phone game just coming to Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe it is. Maybe they will bring in the phones.
Even though it's a brand new IP.
Yeah. So it's one of those that I'm kind of torn a little bit on how well I think it's going to do, but there's plenty of time to learn more. It's coming out next year, they said anyways. And what I actually thought was really cool, speaking of next year, is obviously this year, I think all three of us can kind of agree that it's been kind of a eh.
Yeah.
They're kind of coasting.
Yeah.
Bringing out their
Fire Emblem skipping really hurt this year.
I mean, they're kind of releasing their kind of, you know, either a bunch of ports and or their smaller games, like Kirby, you know, Mario Tennis. I mean, Octopath Traveler ended up being bigger than they wanted, but that wasn't Nintendo. Not bigger than they wanted, but bigger than they expected.
Yeah, I was going to say bigger than
you know, Mario Party, as awesome as Mario Party is, again, that's kind of one of those side dishes from Nintendo. And obviously, Pokemon Let's Go, for a lot of Pokemon fans, feels like a side dish. And Smash. Smash is like the big.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Pokemon's a big one too, but, you know, to each their own. But I thought because of that, next year has to be packed.
Yeah.
And oh, Lordy. Next year already looks packed and we're not even there yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, off the top of my head, what they just showed in this direct alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like forget Bayonetta 3 and forget Metroid Prime 4. We don't know when those games are coming.
Right.
I think we're going to see one or both at the Game Awards, but forget about that for now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a reminder. There's still more games to be announced for 2019, but here's what we do know.
Yeah.
We know about, two new IPs? Daemon X Machina and Town.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two new IPs coming, at least.
Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion 3, yep. Animal Crossing.
Yep.
Pokemon. Fire Emblem Three Houses. I'm trying to think of any other Nintendo games that Nintendo might be involved in. I guess that's it. That's all I got right now. Six?
The Mario Deluxe.
Oh, Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. Yeah, I'm not counting that because it's a port.
Yeah.
I'm just counting brand new games. But like, and that's not dismissing it, by the way, guys. I played the hell out of it on Wii U. That's why I just don't feel like playing it again. So six. I've got six.
And that might be
brand new games, with two of those being new IPs. Three of those at least being major games in Animal Crossing, Pokemon, New Generation, and Fire Emblem. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's at least three of them being major games. So half, and that's in it almost feels like 2017 all over again.
Mm-hmm. And part of me wonders if those are not more towards the beginning to middle of the year.
Well, Fire Emblem is supposedly the beginning. So that's like, I think it's going to be their huge game in the beginning. I think they're going to try to get Animal Crossing out in the summer.
Right.
And then they're going to get Pokemon, obviously, in the fall. They already
said right. Well, no. What I'm saying is the ones in these directs, the one in this direct here, wouldn't be surprised me if they was all out by the middle of the next year.
I don't know. I think Luigi's Mansion, especially because it just makes too much sense, will release around October.
Halloween, yeah.
It just makes too much sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they can release it not around that, but I mean,
why wouldn't you?
Like, it just makes too much sense to if you could time it and you already know you have a big game in the spring and a big game in the summer, you might as well to make that a tweener game in there, give it its own window. And we also, like, I think of all the games we've seen, you know, the Daemon X Machina game is the one that looks the most ready because we've seen so much gameplay.
Yeah.
And then, oh, Yoshi's Crafted World. Yeah. That was the other one I was thinking of. Seven.
Yeah.
Last year is packed. Even if you're not into Yoshi, it doesn't matter. It's packed. Yeah. That's not counting the third-party games. That's just Nintendo.
Yeah.
And we still could get Metroid Prime 4 and or Bayonetta 3 next year to make it 8. Or both to make it 9.
There you go.
What the hell are they going to talk about at E3 that's new? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, right.
It's just stuff we already know. Maybe we'll get a tease. A tease of something.
Yeah.
A tease of, is it perhaps time to show off a new Zelda next year?
Be nice, but I doubt it.
I mean, they were getting Zelda games out back when they were doing 3DS ones like every other year. So it doesn't have to be a Breath of the Wild sequel. Up. It could be a top down.
Yeah. I would love a top 10.
Or Skyward Sword HD or something like that. I could do another remaster. That's the only one that hasn't been remastered yet of the major 3D ones that people call 3D. Not really proper. There's top down and not top down is basically
it. Yeah.
Because some of the top down games technically are 3D, like A Link Between Worlds. All right. Is there any game that you saw in this direct that made you guys disappointed? Like, you thought it would be better than it is, than it looks.
Nothing disappointing. I'm just not a big fan of, like, the sim games, like Civ and Skylines.
Oh, City Skylines? Yep. Mm-hmm. And Civilization VI. That's funny. I love those games.
Yeah.
I haven't played City Skylines, but I played... I was one of those idiots that stupidly bought SimCity for PC, despite all the warnings, because... When I didn't really play much of these games except when I was a kid, right? I played some of SimCity. I played a lot of like Theme Park and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to be getting Roller Coaster Tycoon at some point as well in here, which I'll probably end up picking that up. And I don't know, man. I love the idea of just kind of building your own actual city. Like, oh, you hate how the roads are designed locally by you? Guess what? Here's your own city. Make your own roads.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you'll see why they make the roads that way.
Yeah,
because like you'll design your own pattern and watch the traffic get backed
Yay!
Up. Watch how roundabouts maybe sort of are better, maybe not. I don't know.
Right.
And you can build an actual city. Oh. I think that's kind of cool. Civilization VI. I mean, it's already been on PC for a while. Very good game. That's a time sink. That's a you start one game and you're not done for 50 hours. That's just the way Civ is. There are like types of like certain modes that are quicker paced, but it's turn based. So like it goes until you hit end. They might have a mode in it that has a timer. I can't remember, but
I don't know. But man, Civ games can last a whole long time.
You know what surprised me? Wait. I'm gonna ask you guys, Eric. What was your biggest surprise in this direct? Something you didn't expect that you got. Because, like, the obvious ones are there.
Oh, right.
And maybe
right.
those are your biggest surprises. But I actually have one that, honestly, that really shocked me.
The biggest surprise was Animal Crossing.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't really expect it.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, once it started coming up, I was like, oh, well, they're... And once they started talking about Smash, I was like, well, then yes, they're going to do it. But,
sure.
You know, the whole idea that actual Animal Crossing was there, that surprised the hell out of me.
Okay. Andrew, what was your most surprising game?
Probably Final Fantasy VII or the collection.
The collection.
I was not expecting
that. Sure.
That.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either.
That's just nice.
That's like all out. Yeah, Square Enix went all out with those Final Fantasy games. Yeah. So here's an oddball one that probably no one's talking about right now. I won't be talking about because there was so many, you know, quote unquote bigger announcements. That like virtual board game collection.
Oh yeah. That was pretty cool too.
See, I love board games. Yeah. I don't play them nearly enough. The only people I know that play them are you and your friends.
Yeah.
I don't have it. You are my only friend, so I don't have anyone else to play them with.
Yeah.
I mean, at home, sometimes I'll play Scrabble with Yulia or something, but like that's Scrabble. This is like, no, these are serious games.
Yeah.
Like they could take a little time sometimes. Even if they don't take a little time, they're thinking games. I was very happy to see that because if it has online play, which I hope it does, that's actually going to enable me to finally play these games with people.
You're right.
That have time.
Yeah.
And don't involve planning to get everyone together in the same building. And even then, you and I could live stream and like play one of the games.
Yeah. No, and the crazy part is then they announced Catan and Munchkin.
I haven't played Catan in so long, man, or Munchkin in so long.
Munchkin's awesome.
I've only ever played each of the games once because I don't own them,
yeah,
and I'm not friends with anyone who owns them, really, that plays them all the time. Last person was when I lived with Jason, an old roommate of mine, Jason. He had some of this stuff, and that's where I played a lot of it with his friends, but man.
But
it really excited me because I realized how perfect the Switch is for this.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
You don't even need the TV. You can use the TV if you want, obviously, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can do it anywhere. You guys want to go to a coffee shop and spend a couple hours playing?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
We only had that Mario Party mode where you can link all your screens together.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
That is. I wonder how popular that's going to be.
Just the fact that you can, like...
It's just interesting. Like, obviously, it's not going to be a requirement of that one because if you're only using one Switch...
Well, right, but...
Well, the fact you can do like it.
Made it seem like in the Direct, it's only part of, like, the Toad room mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which then might be required to have two Switches.
But. Well, my hope is that this game has download play. You guys remember that from 3DS?
Yeah.
Where the other person with the Switch doesn't have to own the game. They could just download the multiplayer aspect and then play with you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this game offers that. I think that would make that much more viable than expecting... Oh, say me and Eric to both own Mario Party so we can play locally together like that over both our Switches. Yeah. Especially when you have cool multiplayer games like that. Like, download play makes a lot of sense for that.
It does.
And it shouldn't hurt the sales. You're not going to pick up Mario Party. You're just not. But you would play it more if you could bring your Switch over and play it with me and be on your own screen. Oh, man. Just imagining getting another capture card and doing a dual stream. Oh, man, I'd be able to do it, too, because I got that TV.
Yeah.
And we got to do it now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's happening. I've been waiting for us to figure out a crazy stream where we have both our Switches in action.
Yeah, right.
And the only thing that kept coming up were races, like Breath of the Wild. We got to get from this point to that point. Who gets there the fastest?
Chickens of Doom. Chickens of Doom race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Now I'm debating, like, how would I get there the fastest? I have an idea. Would this actually be faster than this? Faster to go by horse? Is it faster to... Well, I don't want to tell you my method because I don't know if it's actually faster, but I'm imagining it's faster. And it's going to depend on your inventory, too, sometimes on what you could do. Obviously, stamina potions.
Yeah.
Ooh, like maybe set a timer. We have, 10 minutes to gather whatever we think we need.
Yeah.
And then we have to start at the same location, hit go. Oh. Okay, see, now I'm already going.
Yeah.
It's already been there. It's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know when. You know what it'll be for?
What?
Let's make it a celebration stream for 50,000.
Ah, sure.
I was about to say something dangerous for a moment, but I'm going to retract it until I think more about it. It's something that it's a little bit of a financial commitment for me that I'm not ready for.
We'll talk
about it in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
I let's get the 50,000 first, and then we'll talk about what this next big thing is going to be. It's going to be awesome. All right. I guess that's mostly it for the Direct. All the big stuff. Like, there was a lot of stuff in between.
Trying to think. Is there anything else?
Well, those are all the things that that stand out usually, the big stuff.
Oh, how about the Starlink?
The thing is,
with Wolf and
it was cool seeing Wolf. I knew, or I shouldn't say I knew, I had a feeling Wolf was going to be in the game because since the Direct didn't happen last week, all the people that had preview coverage of it put up their gameplay footage of it, and you got to see a little bit of the story with Star Fox and how they're just trying to take out Wolf.
Yeah.
They're like, instead of going after Andross or whatever, they're going after Wolf, which is fine. Wolf is one of the bad guys. And so they're trying to go after Wolf, and then they eventually leave the Starlink crew to go after Wolf. And I'm like, Wolf has to be involved because they said that Star Fox can be involved throughout the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, and there has to be a point where the Wolf story crosses over into here. And what's so cool about that is that this only happens on Switch.
Right.
I mean, I'm all for like games being cross-platform, and Starlink Battle for Atlas is fantastic on its own, regardless of this content.
Oh, yes, it is.
But the fact of the matter is, for how amazing this game is on its own, regardless of this content, the people that made that content that I love so much already made the Star Fox content.
Yeah.
Which means it's got to be... I'm hoping that it's not rushed and come. I'm hoping that this is like, no, you love what we did in Starlink Battle for Atlas, we just did that to Star Fox. And like, yes!
Honestly, yeah. That's probably a more preferred way to go. When you do, like, instead of platform specific, exclusivity, bring your games to all platforms, but then give them not necessarily exclusive gear.
Minecraft.
Not exclusive gear, but exclusive content.
Minecraft. We're like on Xbox, well, which obviously the people own Minecraft, but they got like the Master Chief stuff. Granted, the Master Chief stuff eventually did come to Switch as well, but then you had like the Nintendo stuff on there. Yeah. I don't know if Sony ever had any exclusive packs. I'm just not sure. I'm sure maybe they did.
Maybe they did, but maybe they don't now.
They don't even update Minecraft on PlayStation 4 anymore.
Oops.
Whoopsies. About that, Sony.
Don't worry, Microsoft's protecting the children.
Andrew, do you have any closing thoughts on the Direct?
I just liked a lot. There's a bunch of cool stuff, you know. A lot of little stuff, like Sonic Team Racing, the Capcom beat-em-ups.
Oh, sure. I forgot about that stuff. There you go. Yeah, there's a lot of little stuff in there that looked really cool. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up here for the Nintendo Prime Podcast. It's been about an hour. That's about all she wrote for us over here. Andrew, is there anyone you want to shout out, or you know, maybe any personal social media accounts you want to advertise quick before we sign out?
Unfortunately, I don't really have any, so I'll just say go post your favorite Reggie memes in the Discord.
I'll read them. Favorite Reggie memes. Nice. For those that might not have heard that, favorite Reggie memes. Put it down below.
I like it.
All right, cool. Well, you could follow us at Ninty Prime on Twitter, or follow Eric specifically at Emo.
8790.
Forgot for a moment. I'm like, was it his birthday or was it his? No. I mean, it's his birthday, but was it the year, the month, or the day? I got all confused. All right, cool. And be sure to follow. If you actually like the audio version of this, you can go over to iTunes and or Podbean. There'll be links down in the description for that. And you can subscribe to our podcast on those services and get the audio version automatically sent to your phone right away, which is sweet. If you would like the audio version early, you can become a $5 backer on patreon.com/NintendoPrime. They get it a full day early on Sundays, whereas the rest of the podcast comes out on Monday. If you would like to watch our podcast recorded live, you can actually become a $10 backer on patreon.com/NintendoPrime, and there'll be a post put up, and you can literally, even if you miss it live, you can watch that after the fact. The video will still be there. It's completely unedited. It has got all the audio mistakes and anything else that might have happened before things got good. And if you would like to be on a podcast, Andrew, what do they have to do?
All you gotta do is become a $20 patron, and then write your name in the post, and hopefully you get a message back saying.
Hopefully, everyone who's ever actually responded to the post, I have messaged, even if it was the day of.
Hey, there you go.
But yeah, no, that's it. You become a $20 backer on Patreon. You don't have to be on an episode of the podcast. Like, we have several people who are $20 backers that haven't been on in a while. That's up to them. If they want to keep supporting and not take advantage of the perk, they are invited every single month. You're only guaranteed to be on one episode per month. I don't think we've ever had anyone be on more than once.
I don't think we've had anybody be on more than once, period.
Well, I'm trying to think. Pete Righteous was only on once.
Mm-hmm.
Was Mark on twice?
No, I think Mark's only been on once.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the $20 backers we have that should be on more often.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I don't know.
Maybe they just hate me. They're just like giving me money and want nothing in return, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's life. You know who really sucks? The one person who never had to pay but screwed it all up? Darren.
Nah, Darren.
And he's been messaging me lately. Because he's technically the old third member of the podcast. Yeah. He's been messaging me lately. Hey, when are we going to live stream some duos in Fortnite? I'm like, hey, when are you going to show up for a podcast episode?
Yeah, buddy.
You kind of vanished and never came back and never communicated. You know, Darren, communication's key. If you want to quit, just quit.
Yeah.
If you don't want to quit, but you know you're not going to be around for a little bit, let me know.
Yeah.
Instead, it's been the Eric and Nate show for many times.
Yeah.
But we are trying to make it 3 to 4 guests every single week. We haven't had 4 in a while. I'm going to see what I can work out next week. There's a couple YouTubers I would like to get on.
Nice.
Just to talk about some specific things. I think we're having an Animal Crossing podcast.
There you go.
And I can think of a couple YouTubers that would really, really want to talk about Animal Crossing because we've talked about it before. But now that we know it's coming.
Yeah, buddy.
Now's the time to get that speculation rolling. Get our hopes, our wants, our dreams.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Yeah, if you start playing through all the Animal Crossing now, you should be done right
before. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
I got one more.
What's up?
One more place to find the podcast.
Oh!
Hey!
NintendoPrime.net.
Also, you're on Instagram.
Oh, I totally forgot. We are officially on Instagram. I'll put a link to the Instagram, I guess, down in the description. We have, 30 followers?
Yeah.
Something like that? 36? Our highest hearted post was like 8. And that was back from E3, which is when the account was created.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I've been posting a little lately. I've been posting some
I think it was created before that. You just first posted E3.
I remember at E3, I was like, man, you know, everyone's using Instagram and I got some photos. I should use it. And then it took me forever to figure out how to access the account I made. But yeah, like we've been doing, I could say we in this case, we've been doing some studio renovations.
I was going to say, I helped put in the door, helped paint.
Yeah, I know. You just weren't here when I actually put the actual studio together.
Yes, I know.
But you helped with the actual manual labor part for the most part, besides all the lifting. But
yeah.
So we've been working.
Sorry, I wasn't feeling the greatest.
No, it's okay. I was not feeling great either, but I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I know.
So we've been putting together this studio. You can kind of see some of it in the background of this video because the one part of the studio that's not really done is the part that we need for the podcast, and that is the green screen room.
You might as well just call it the podcast room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The podcast room. Plus, I actually need to get a second cable that I don't have right now to get my camera in there. Excuse me, but we'll make that happen next week. That's all I got.
Yeah, I think we're finally done.
Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button. Subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast. I apologize if I did way too much talking this episode. We just got on a Nintendo Direct. Please forgive me. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
Later.